Hey, Potters, welcome to episode 58 of CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay. We're getting old.
We say that every episode now. We should just accept the fact that we're old.
I have more silver hair.
I say, in dog years, we'd be dead.
That's depressing.
I'm having a fun day.
Indeed. At any rate, I apologize. I sound hoarse. I've had a sore throat for the last 3 days, and I'm still sick. So thank you, ConCred. I was not patient zero. I did not bring it to the con. I took it away from the con.
Exactly.
And, of course, my job is being on the phone all day at a help desk. So,
And Val didn't get sick this time. Yay! Massive vitamin C overload. Yay!
Yes. And I'm about to eat copious amounts of garlic to, help. But at any rate, we are actually recording this after AllCon, even though we originally recorded it before AllCon. Unfortunately, we had a major technical malfunction that we just could not recover the footage from. So this is your post-AllCon, pre-AllCon intro.
There we go. That I like that.
Timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly.
So all you guys are going to be getting from us this time, since Amber and I have been ridiculously busy and we're still in the process of uploading panels and the costume contest and all that fun stuff, here is the edited version of the wonderful roundtable that we had about 2 weeks ago, and then I'm also going to repost, you'll see the link like here, or maybe here, maybe I'll stick it over here this time, of the full unedited version. So I hope you guys enjoy our panel about costume contests.
Indeed, and of course, everything else can be found on our YouTube.
Lots of spamming of our links.
There will be much spamming.
So much social media.
Spamage of linkage.
Hey everybody, Valerie here, but I am soloing today because Amber is not anywhere to be seen. She's in the process of getting ready for her next con and with finals at school, so it's just me. But I am not alone today for this wonderful roundtable. I have three lovely cosplayers who are very well known in the Southern scene. I would like to introduce Tyler Touchdown. Wave real quick and say
hey-o.
Hi. Hey-o.
Hey-o, how you guys doing?
Velvet Rose Cosplay.
Hi, everybody.
And Benny Hime. You gotta say something for the camera to get to you. Oh, microphone went dead. We can't hear you. Okay, while she's trying to figure out what's going on. Basically, the theme of this roundtable is to talk about cosplay competitions, mostly why we participate in it and the culture that's currently surrounding it. Because as many of us know, there is definitely a difference in cosplayers who are in the contest scene and who are not in the contest scene. And it's something that we all have experienced, and we kind of feel like there's some things that are changing that we're not too happy about, and felt like this would be a good platform to start, talking about it and getting it out there. And with the four of us, we have such different views and different opinions, and we've all had different experiences. I felt like this would be a great opportunity to have a roundtable for it. And I don't know if Mary or Benihime. Oh, I still can't hear you. So sad. And she said crap.
Oh, man.
Definitely still can't hear her. So let's do this. I'm going to go ahead and start with the questions and get the ball rolling with the three of us, and hopefully we can get Benihime back up and running here.
Okay.
So
the
first
the
question.
PS3.
Yeah, it's the PS3's fault. That's what it is. Whatever it is that whatever it is the husband is playing, the PS3 is screwing it all up. So I want to start off with asking both of you, how did you start in the cosplay competition scene? What got you interested? And why don't we start with you, Tyler, since you're thinking.
Well, okay, my first initial exposure to cosplay in general was 2009. And then I just came across a forum, somebody saying, looking for cosplayers to just come on stage, present. And I thought, oh, what the heck, I'll do this. This could be a lot of fun. And, well, I got addicted to it ever since, but things just keep seeming to change more and more, because I'm one of those people, when I go on stage, I don't really go on there to win anything. I just want to present my stuff and get out of there. So that's just how I am about it. I don't take it too seriously.
pretty simple and straight to the point. And then you for Velvet Rose. Or you want to just call you Danny? I'm just going to call you Danny.
Just call me Danny. It's simpler.
There you go. So what got you interested in contests?
You mean other than Random Insanity?
Yes.
Okay. I started cosplaying in 2010. And I went to Akon, and I saw the contest, and I was like, I could do that. So I went to YuleCon that same year, and I decided to go ahead and go for it. And my first time out, I actually won something. And after that, I was hooked. There was nothing else to do. I can't stand watching anymore.
Which I always thought was interesting that you can't watch them anymore, whereas me this past year, I've had nothing but fun watching.
Mm-hmm. I feel weird watching it nowadays. I'm just like, why am I not up there?
Yeah, I actually feel the same thing. I feel weird watching it, too. Well, there have been a few exceptions. Like, AzumiCon, for example, I have judged for that one. That's one case where I don't mind just watching.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else, like, mainly in Dallas, like Anime Fest and Akon, I mean, whenever I'm just on stage watching, I'm thinking, okay, yeah, it kind of feels weird I'm not on there right now. Oh, well.
And all of us are so used to that. I mean, we've all been in the same contest before, too, even against each other. And it's an odd feeling when it's something that you've done so many times and then you sit back in the audience again. You're like, what am I doing out here? It doesn't quite feel right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think it's different for me because now I'm in it from a press perspective, so I'm up in the front anyway taking photos, so I'm not really sitting in the back row, like, trying to hear what the skit was. All right, I'm going to check in on Benihime. Are you able to hear us? Let's start with that. I see no motion from her camera.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, poor no. thing. And she had so many awesome things to talk about because we were talking about it in the pre-show discussion. Oh, fail sauce.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to what she has to say because this is the first time in a couple years I've actually seen her. So
I don't get a chance to talk to her very much anyway, so I'm just like,
sad
face. Hopefully she gets it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
We will make magic happen.
Do we have any magic fairy dust?
Not on me, no. It's all in my Amidala costume.
Okay, see if the magic kitty can do something about it.
Yeah, come on. Kitty! Come on.
Yeah, kitty's like doing. Yeah, come on. Kitty!
There you go. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
People who's watching this, don't judge me. That's for my character, all right?
Exactly. There's a reason for it. So yep. I guess we'll just go ahead and keep going while Mary's still working on her stuff. For me, my first contest experience, the reason I did it was actually to prep for another contest that I was going to. I was making a Star Wars costume for WonderCon, and I knew it was going to be a really big stage. It was going to be like, 40,000 plus people, and I wanted to make sure that I had a general idea of like how contests ran. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do a smaller contest first, and it was like a 5,000-man con just to see what happens. And it was a lot of fun, and I learned a lot of things from it, and I just kind of got hooked at that point. I was like, okay, I could keep doing this. And yeah, it's fun showing off my costume to all these people. If they have no clue who I am. This is awesome. And then the momentum just kind of kept going from there.
Val, I have to ask, when aren't you making a Star Wars costume?
Yeah, she's got a good point there.
I have no answer for that. I think I've made one every year, and that was not intentional, I swear.
It makes it no less funny.
I know. It's about as bad as my Final Fantasy costumes. I make one every year of those.
Well, yeah, it's like some people keep asking me, what is it with my fascination with making electric-based props? I just like doing it, that's all.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah, well, one person asked me that. He's like, I don't know. I just get into a habit. I mean, like, okay, like the beam katanas I made for Travis Touchdown and,
Oh, hey, somebody's talking. I heard something.
I heard something,
too. You guys hear me now?
Yes!
Yeah, we hear you.
Yay! I'm like, okay, sorry about that.
Hey, everyone, this is Benihime.
Yay, good. Welcome back.
Hey, guys.
All right, so now talk to us about your first contest.
A little
experience.
Technical malfunction.
Little?
just a bit. Yeah, and I have an A-plus certification, by the way. Yeah, it didn't help at all.
Good timing.
My first experience, okay, so it was ZumiCon, like the very first ZumiCon, and I think that was 2007, and I was Hinata from Naruto, and my mom had actually helped me make the outfit, and they were doing sign-ups for the cosplay contest, and I was like, you know what? Sure. Why not? So I signed up, and all the time we were backstage, we were in a hallway, and we were freezing. I mean, I wasn't too bad, but poor Hikaru Hime from Mythos Creations, she was, you know, in a very, she didn't have much on. And she was freezing to death, and I'll never forget that. And then we went up on stage, did our thing. I didn't win anything, but it was a pretty cool experience. I got so nervous, but it's like I thrive on that high of getting on stage and presenting my costumes. So I haven't really stopped since then.
That seems to be the common theme amongst all of us, is that once we started it, we were like, okay, we got to keep going. This is just too much fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I grew
really
up on
It's really hard
this
to break the habit, if I do say so myself. Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a drama nerd, and the stage is my friend. I can't help it.
Yeah. Yeah, same here. I grew up on dancing, so
there you go.
Yeah,
before I was doing this, I was actually doing stage plays as well. I mean, I was doing musicals and Neil Simon farces when I was in college, and you know, I just did this as a way of thinking, oh, okay, you know, I can treat this in the same manner.
Yeah, I know for me this past year, since I'd opted not to do contests because of some of the things going on behind the scenes, even though all of that was still going on, a part of me really missed still going up there and doing something.
Yeah,
and
I
just
missed you
being
too.
Involved.
Yeah, same here, same here.
So since we're on the subject, hey, segue time.
Woohoo! Yay!
How has everyone's experiences been when it comes to behind the scenes, what goes on with other cosplayers? And this can be both positive and negative. This is the time where you can start sharing stories like crazy.
Are we allowed to rant? Because I will rant.
Go rant. This is the whole point. Rant.
Okay. Oh, wait, you want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
You started it.
Yeah, you go first.
Oh, God. Okay, I haven't really had any problems with cosplayers, like, individually, because as far as I know, Southern cosplayers, we're nice people. I haven't had any problems with it. The cons themselves have been okay. I'm currently still in a quiet rage at A-Con, but, yeah, you guys know that story. But for some crazy reason, I'm apparently planning to compete at A-Con again. So,
yeah, me too.
Me three.
Oh, God. But, do I dare ask what you're entering?
Oh, I'm only doing Hall, though. I'm not doing the main contest.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to try and do both, but for stage, I'm doing a group that consists of four characters. I'm not going to say who for obvious reasons. I'm trying to keep this a surprise for people. Valerie, you already know what I'm doing.
I do. No one else knows what I'm doing.
No, I do.
Yes, and I still hate you for it.
Wait, you know?
Yeah,
you know?
Because Amber talked to me about it.
Oh.
She wanted to get some insight about the design. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what's it going to take to get you to tell me?
No, I'm not. I didn't know it was a secret project, but now that I know, I'll be sworn to secrecy.
Yep. Damn.
Sworn to secrecy now.
Sorry. Well, I don't know the exact details, but I know along the lines of kind of what it is. So.
Okay, cool. I was wondering where she got some of those ideas. Yeah. Now that makes sense. Yes. Yay.
Val, you are enjoying this too much. You really are.
I do secret cosplays very often, so it's especially with a group. This is weird for me.
Speaking of groups, I've noticed with A-Con that you know, your best chance is with a group. If you're a single cosplayer,
it does not happen.
No, that's why I'm doing hallway, because I'm going to put so much into this costume, so many details, and I'm going to, you know, line it and do French seams or, you know, all that. But when I get there up by myself, it's like I'm not impressive enough.
Exactly.
And that, same here, well, okay, especially since I compete by myself a lot. Like, I mean, it's not that I don't like other people. I just feel like I feel less pressured and less stressed when I'm doing it by myself.
That's right. Very true.
Yeah, me too.
And but the problem is that I'm never as impressive as, say, with a group, because it's just me. And if I'm not doing what the, you know, there's this other group who has amazing, amazing costumes. Like, for example, at Anime Matsuri, the competition is really, really stiff, especially for the Masters category.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was thinking, like for example, Vorpal Props, you know, Matt, his group was fantastic, like absolutely gorgeous. And I was thinking, I can't compete against that. It gets kind of disheartening, and I'm still really surprised that I won something. But in those situations, I get so disheartened. I'm like, well, crap, you know? And that's the problem, I think, with a lot of contests now, especially at bigger conventions. If you're not with the group, it's almost like you have no chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, okay, there have been a few exceptions where I've seen a single person win. And this is mainly if they have something extremely elaborate.
It has to be extraordinary.
Which is about what all of us kind of do. It's either we get the character down to a T, or we do something so over-the-top elaborate, and we line everything. We got all our seams done. We got so much bling on it that it's like you can't deny it.
Hana.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one example for me was Anime Fest last year. I won for a single outfit, and I'm still amazed I did. And
no comment.
Okay, Valerie.
I make no comment about Anime Fest last year.
Yeah, I make no comment about their contest period.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not commenting on the contest in general. I'm commenting on the failure of the costume. I was going to enter Beatrix, and I was doing it extreme last minute, and I didn't get done in time. And then they moved my prejudging slot back to where I could have finished it, but by then I was already at the con, and there was no way.
I hate that.
I was so furious.
I always try to get, like, the earliest time slot available, so if something breaks, I'm good.
I was actually worried about that. I mean, especially when what the character I won with was a, I mainly won because of a prop I made, and I was glad they got me in as soon as they did, because I was thinking, oh God, if this thing breaks, I'm in trouble.
Right. Well, like with Hana, the one I did at Tokyo and Tulsa, something broke right before I went to get judged.
Oh God.
And
oh goodness.
I was sitting there, I was freaking out, and Alex rigged it to where it was okay, but I was like, oh gosh, now that they're broke, I'm not going to win anything. And then, But I put 6 months of work into that costume, so, you know.
Yeah. See, I've only had one malfunction with a costume ever, and it was the very first time I entered a contest. My gun heels, because I was wearing Jean from Bayonetta, gun heels actually broke in half as I was walking down the steps.
Oh!
Like 2 hours before the runway. So I was like, oh crap. I had a lot of hot glue with me, thank goodness.
Yeah.
See, that's
myself in a corner and just started going crazy.
That's why I started bringing
this is the biggest problem. Yep. This is the biggest problem I have with cosplay malfunction. The seams on my pants always rip.
No.
I think all of us have had this problem at one point.
Yeah, someone stepped on my cape, a Sakura, and it ripped all the way up. But it it was after, and she didn't even say sorry. And that's what's, she just kind of looked at me like, and then walked off. But I had already been judged, so it was okay.
But that's
still,
my fear next weekend.
See, that's
and I'll give you another example. I mean, at SGC last year, the competition, well, the only thing is, that one, they do not do any prejudging. They just do this based off of fan reaction. And then there's this girl.
Exactly. It's very, very bottom line amateur. Not to say amateur bad,
there's this girl in the back. I mean, she's dressed up as Princess Zelda, and then a piece of a... Okay, you know the elaborate Zelda crest that's on her dress on the bottom?
Uh-huh. I tried not to have nightmares about? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a piece of it comes breaking off, and I'm one of the few people who always carries a handy kit with me.
Me too.
Yep.
ding.
Yeah, just in case something like this happens, if I need it or somebody else needs it, and I'm coming over here, I'm actually just trying to put some tape on here just to get her going before she can walk on. So.
Yeah, let me tell you about how I saved 3 cosplayers at Anime Matsuri last year. So, we were backstage, and I swear we were backstage for over an hour. And then, you know, we were hot back there, so stuff is going to start falling off and breaking. Thankfully, I had super glue with me. I had, tape, you know, to keep your stuff safe. I had that. And I had safety pins. And some things started breaking on cosplayers, and someone was like, does anybody have super glue? I was like, oh, I do! And so we just started, passing it around. And then, one of the, like, 3 people needed it. It was funny. And then a Princess Tutu cosplayer had a, you know, the eyelash thing. And so when Shinra Junkie's nose fell off or something fell off of his, like, we've just kept passing things down. It was so funny. But that's,
yeah,
that's why I tell people now, I will not go to a costume contest without my kit, because
it saves lives.
Yeah, yeah, I don't go without it either. I mean, yeah. I'll always have a bottle of super glue, a roll of duct tape, pins, and a hot glue gun with me. So.
Yeah, me too. And then now I've been started bringing eyelash glue.
I need to start doing that.
Yeah, you never.
Yeah, and of course this also happened with my friend Jared back in 2012. I mean, you've probably seen him dressed up as Kick-Ass.
Yes, I know what you're talking
about. Okay, one day he was walking around, and then all of a sudden, boom, the zipper just pops off of it.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, and so we went back, because he was actually, we were rooming together that night, so we actually just go up to the room, and I went ahead and hand-stitched that thing back on for him.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, that stitch-a-seam is good to have, too, just in case.
Yeah.
Like, bring it in your bag. I don't take it with me, but it's nice to have in your suitcase
for an emergency. Well, taking my time while I'm up there. I'm just going back and forth with this. It probably took me, I don't know, I'm going to take a rough estimate of 45 minutes just to get this whole thing back on.
See, I would have just hot glued it.
While he was wearing it?
Yeah.
No, not while he was wearing it.
I've done that before. It hurts, but
you guys
get over
it. Scare me.
I've burned my hair so many times, I can't feel certain things. So.
Oh, yeah, same here. Same here.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But the one thing I'm getting from you guys is that the cosplay community, as far as helping each other out, if there's any issues or emergencies, we all tend to be pretty cool with each other.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's something I've noticed, is that especially competing down here in the South as well as on the West Coast, it hasn't been a whole lot of bitchy cosplay moments, which is kind of nice.
I've had a couple.
Okay, you go first. I got to go.
Well, I'm not going to state the specific con because I'm sure people will know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But it was last year, and it was pretty much like someone got disqualified from the contest. And this is all just a rumor. This is hearsay. Like, I don't know what happened, but someone stole some. I really don't know what happened. But pretty much it was just bad sportsmanship all around, and, like, they went up to one of my friends and said, I was supposed to get your award.
Ooh. That never ends well.
I was like,
oh, God.
In person,
no.
That's pretty bold. Usually that stuff happens online.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but it's just like, that's not cool. Like, I mean, I'm sure we've all had moments where, dang, you know, I don't understand why they won over me. Like, that's, you know. But
yeah,
you don't say that to the other person, like, oh, I should have won your, you know, or
oh God, no,
that's
no, I don't, I, no, I wouldn't say something like that. I mean,
no.
If somebody wins something, I'm just gonna go up and say, hey, you rightfully deserved it because it was really cool.
Yeah, or I'll go up to them and ask them, hey, can I look at your costume? I want to see, you know, what the judges saw, because I mean, hey, I can learn something from it.
Exactly, and even though it sucks, and it's, you know, it's okay to be down about it. Absolutely. But it's the way you handle it, you know, it's all about that. And I've seen some people not handle their winning very well, and it's just like, instead of blaming other people for your loss, why don't you look and see why you, I know there was a big thing in the Oklahoma community, Tyler, you probably know about this, a couple years ago, and they were saying that, well, they only did a simple costume, or they entered 2 times in a row, and blah, 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 blah. And it's just all this ridiculous stuff. And
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so you know who I'm talking about. And it's...
Yeah,
and
I do. And plus, you do know, I mean, I've actually judged this. In fact, you were, I was judging the last year you were there.
Yeah, for Tomoyo, yeah.
Yeah, that was the one.
Yeah. Yeah, but this was Tokyo and Tulsa, I think. But it was just ridiculous in how they were blaming the other cosplayers for winning 2 years in a row. That's what it was. And they were saying, well, the judges were biased and all this stuff. It's like, have you not seen their costumes? They're absolutely gorgeous. I mean, you need to go up there, take a look at them, and see how much time and effort that these ladies put into it. Because their work is absolutely gorgeous. And they deserve those awards.
I've never heard that complaint before. You've won 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
As I say, I've never had that happen to me, and I've won 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
My problem with stuff like that is not so much the 2 years in a row. My problem is multiple awards in the same contest.
Yeah.
I'm still unhappy about that lizard man.
That's a problem.
I heard about that. I wasn't there that ACON or I didn't compete, but I heard about that. And even the people who won in the regular contest, I was like, why did they win? I'm sorry. What? Like, you know, it just didn't seem fair.
He won like four awards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and plus there are a few people who have been winning at ACON for maybe the past 5 years in a row, and don't you think they've gotten to the point where they got nothing left to prove. But that's
I mean, when it's gone on that long and it's noticeable, then I start to wonder. But I mean other than that, I mean, really?
And see, in that case, what I would do, it's the same thing that they did with, and I can't remember the name of the group, Saucy Noodle, and be like, okay, so instead of competing this year, we'd like to give you 5 minutes for you guys to present your own skit, or, you know, you can help
or
judge the contest.
Judges. Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah it's
well,
never
it's like they did, it's like they did this year at A-Fest. Like, this year what they did at A-Fest, I mean, one of the judges was Lynx from Chrono Cross the year before.
Yeah, and then what I didn't like is
I
that
I totally
there
beat
were,
her.
Sorry. There were judges from an anime club, and I'm thinking, what? Like, can you not find any other good cosplayers in Texas? Like, there's so many in Dallas.
I've only here.
Yeah, it's just like, why don't you choose the winners before or last year, like Valerie? And there's Melfina. She does the skit contest, which I never really understood.
Yeah, Melfina was actually talking to me about that, too. She was like, why am I doing the skit contest? That makes no sense.
Exactly.
Because that's not her strength. Her strength is walk-ons and runways.
Yeah, Saucy Noodles should judge the...
Yeah, that's basically what happened. They swapped
They're amazing. Yeah,
it doesn't
make any
that's
sense.
That's just like with me. Well, that's just like with me. I mean... My strength is walk-ons and hallways as well. I mean, I could do a skit at some point, due to my knowledge of theater and whatnot, but the problem is, I suck with audio editing.
That's why you get someone in your group to do
exactly.
it for you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't come up with a good idea that'll be, you know, too fandom. You know what I mean? And that's why I participate in other people's skits. Like, I was so excited to be in the Evil Twin skit a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the most fun I've ever had in a long time.
That was one of the best skit contests APHEST has ever had in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which one was this one?
It was not 2013, it was 2012. It was the one with the Final Fantasy VI skit and then the Fatal Frame skit.
Fatal Frame, yeah.
Yeah, this
is
the first
that
year
the year that I skipped?
Yes, it was. It was the year you skipped.
Oh, and there was a Final Fantasy VI skit?
Yeah.
Now I'm sad. Now I'm sad.
People are super happy about that.
You can watch them all online through CosPod because we recorded every skit.
Yay! Yeah.
How about that
and
for marketing?
I'm really sad I'm going to miss Anime Fest this year. But
I'm not
I have.
Sad. I'm not.
Oh, God. Are you all going to Dragon Con?
No.
No, I'm not going to Dragon Con. I'm going to one in Brazil.
Brazil?
He's going to a fun one.
I'm saving my money. Okay. I'm going to San Japan, so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, and that was what I noticed. They bumped San Japan as the same time as A-Fest this year, didn't they?
No. Anime Fest.
A-Fest swapped.
Yeah, A-Fest swapped. And San Japan is earlier. It's in July this year.
Okay, and that's going to be tough. I mean, people want me to go to San Japan, but I can't because SGC is at least a week before, so exactly. I'm not missing that.
Anime Fest is my birthday weekend, too, which sucks because I don't want to go to that con anymore.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Ooh. I wouldn't want to either.
No, I was like, why did it have to be that con on my birthday?
Any other con!
I know, right?
Yeah, and I mean, the one con I've been wanting to go to on my birthday, well, okay, the birthday con for me is IkiCon. I still haven't gone to it yet.
I heard last year was extremely good. Like, it was a lot of fun.
I have heard a couple of times that hasn't been very good. I mean,
yeah,
staff problems in particular.
Yeah, right. I heard last year was pretty good, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to go next year. I don't know. We'll see.
I keep trying to go, but the time of year that it's in, it's like, crapshoot, I got to work.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask, did any of you go to Anime North Texas? Because that has become my new birthday con. How was that last year?
Mm-hmm. Couldn't go.
It was a lot of fun. It was how A-Fest used to be. Very small, con feeling, hangout, relaxing times. It was very nice. I was very happy. And the cosplay contest was a lot of fun. It was so much fun just to watch the people, and so many newbies came up there, and it was like, yay, experiencing for the first time. We like newbies.
It's always good to be like a newbie in a cosplay contest at a smaller con, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. When people try to do bigger cons, like even Matsuri and A-Con and stuff, it's just like, oh, maybe you should have gone to a smaller con and done it. Because, like, especially at A-Con, because they don't have categories anymore, right?
No.
Nope.
Yeah,
no,
see,
they don't.
So you're competing against master-level cosplayers who have been doing it for 7-plus years.
Yeah.
It's not fair, but, like, competing at somewhere like Anime North Texas, IkiCon, what else? OniCon, although I don't particularly like their contest very much. You know, smaller cons where you get to feel like you're up against people of your same level.
Yeah.
I think that's definitely good for beginner. And I tell people that, you know, start off at a smaller con. Work your way up when you feel like you've learned more or you've had more experience. Because getting up in front of all those people at A-Con and even Anime Matsuri has an extremely bigger venue this year, it's very frightening.
Oh, yeah.
Even with all the lights in your face, it still can be quite an experience where if you're not prepped for it, it can be like, whoa, okay.
Anime Expo.
Problem. This is another problem I've noticed some conventions have with this. I mean, most of them now require online
applications.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's take Anime from Matsuri, for example. They do this because it requires music and whatnot from you and everybody.
Yeah.
I wish we could get some of that.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are some conventions that don't do this. I mean, some people don't know about this until the last minute, and there's no on-site sign-ups, which there should be. Like, one experience I had with this last year was at a one-day convention in Amarillo called AmiCon, and they did not have any on-site sign-ups for this, and this is due to the fact this would be more convenient for people who weren't aware of this because this is a very, very new convention. They're not used to writing how things should be.
Yeah.
And I see some people come in. I mean, I saw a lot of great cosplayers. I mean, I'm only there for a day as Leon, just admiring what other people are doing.
Mm.
I saw a guy dressed up as Booker DeWitt from BioShock Infinite who was awesome. I saw another great Vincent Valentine over there, and I also saw a guy with probably the best well-done Iron Man suit I've seen yet.
Oh, sweet.
Nice.
And these guys didn't enter simply because there was no on-site thing and they didn't have access to an online app.
Well, for the smaller cons, they need to do it, you know.
Yeah, for the smaller ones, that's what I'm saying. They need
especially
to do
if you're first year or second year cons where you haven't really established yourself yet. It seems kind of silly not to have it.
Yeah.
And plus, I did have a problem with that con in particular just on one thing. Okay. Like I said, they were not used to... Okay, you guys know how the whole weapon props check thing goes, right?
Oh, yeah. God.
It's a hit or a miss.
Really is.
Yeah, like, let's say, for example, something like this. Like, this is just a simple airsoft gun with the firing spring taken out of it, and it's glued onto the bottom so it can't fire any projectiles.
And an orange tip.
Well, Well, the the cop who was actually running security for this, he said he wouldn't let me into this because it looked too real, even though, you know, we're used to, this is con regulated. It's got the tip on it and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, since they were new to this, I would not complain about this, but here was the problem. Right across from there, right across the hall from that anime convention, across the hall there was a live gun show going on, there were people standing outside the entrance holding fully loaded M4s for presentation. I'm like going,
God.
You're getting on me thinking these look real, and there's a real freaking gun right across from you. Okay, people, check yourself here.
Yeah, really, that's silly.
I love having to check my lightsabers every single time. It makes me better. I'm just like, it's a lightsaber. You know this thing is fake. Don't put your orange tie you know around it. It just looks stupid.
They're
so stupid. Orange.
Well, okay, and another thing is they're actually starting to, a lot of big cons are starting to get strict with some of these laser pointers as well there on guns as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for obvious reasons, I understand that some people are going to screw around with them to some, but you can't label everybody for this.
Okay, so I've got a question in my mind now. I'm curious.
Yeah.
What was your worst judging experience?
That's actually going to be my next question.
I was
trying to think the same.
Oh.
So, I've got to think for a minute. Give me a second.
Okay.
Well, I can say what my worst group experience was. I've only been in one group.
In Mayfest.
Yeah. And I don't think it was anything against the judges themselves. I think it was just that they were restricted on what they could and couldn't do. And we literally had to... Okay, so our group was Chrono Cross, and one of them was Irene's, who is fish lady, basically. We ended up having to actually pick her up, put her on the table.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Come up and
I remember that.
Like, they wouldn't come up and check our seams. They wouldn't ask us any questions. And so we literally just had to, like, go up, put her on the table, and we pulled out our portfolios and started flipping through the pages for them. We just kept thinking, this is the worst judging experience we've had in a long time.
I heard so many bad stories about that.
Man. And it was terrible.
Anime Fest.
They should have done that for at least Tara's sake, in my opinion.
Yeah, they should have.
I've never had a good judging experience at Anime Fest. Never.
I haven't either.
Never. Like, they were all historical costumers, or almost all of them, and that's fine, but historical costumers in costume, you know, in cosplay contests, like, we run things differently, you know, and we do our costumes differently.
Nine times out of ten, they know nothing about anime.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And
that's where the problem is.
I knew there was a reason I didn't win, and I was okay with that. But the awards, like, should have gone to other people. You know, it was
a mess. Well, you know, it was funny. It was the year before that when I did my Princess Mononoke one.
Where I have seen people way too biased.
Yes, that happens a lot, too. Mm. I was kind of surprised when I saw that it was, like, half the judges the year before were all historical costumers, so I was like, oh, hey, my Princess Mononoke won. It's totally historically accurate. Sweet! I got some leverage here. Mm. Those guys tore apart my costume like nobody's business, saying, oh, you did this wrong, you did this wrong, you did this wrong, but I had enough knowledge and I spent so much time studying that I countered all of it and said, no, here's where the reference is, here's this reference, here's this reference.
Good.
So thank goodness I studied my ass off to make sure I could back up what I did and why I did it, but they tore me apart, whereas the guys who just did, like, the anime stuff, they were nice and polite. They asked me, you know, the normal questions, you know, can we check your hands, blah, blah, blah. Man, I got so torn apart on that one. I was like, whoa. These guys are either hardcore or they're just mean.
Well, I got a question for all of you. Have all of you judged before?
No, once.
I have. I once. Wish.
I've done once.
Okay, what do you guys do? Okay, can I hear how you guys did it?
Well, mine was, oh gosh, it was that new convention that CAGS, like, she's the cosplay director of. Oh, what is the convention?
GlitchCon?
It's kind of like an all-con type of thing. It's in Bentonville, Arkansas.
Okay, yeah, I remember
that.
Oh,
yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah. The first year, she asked me to join the cosplay staff, and I was like, oh, sweet, I've never done that before. Finally, woo! And it was pretty awesome. You know, we took time. We looked at their costume fully. We asked them questions. You know, we looked around the costume. We made, you know, sure if we didn't know what they did, we would ask. You know, I loved it. And, like, it just seems now, though, you have to – it's more political. Like, you have to know someone to be a judge, and that kind of makes me sad.
I get that feeling. It's a feeling that I've had lately because I would like to judge. I would love to judge.
I've
never been asked.
I feel like I became a judge once because I knew somebody. I mean, like, 2011, AzumiCon was my first year as a judge. It was me, my friends Tiffany and Nate. We were dressed up in our Samurai Champloo trio. And this was the problem we had with that. With this. All the other judges backed out, so we had to do everything. We had to do skits. We had to do walk-ons. We were locked in a room for 10 hours straight.
Oh, my God. 10 hours?
Yeah. At least. And here's the thing. I brought a lot of food with me. I brought bags of oranges and apples. And Tiffany, she was food. Well, she lived up to that name because she almost ate them all.
Nice.
Yeah, I remember that year.
But yeah.
Yeah, and then
like
once it was over, it was 11 o'clock. We give people awards. I mean, Mary, you were one of the winners. We gave you an award too.
Yeah, woo.
And once that that was over, we're just going, okay, that's it. We're going to IHOP. We're hungry.
Yeah, that year I actually got sick. I remember that. I was overheating, and that headdress, I was Tomoyo from Tsubasa Chronicles. I had this huge headdress.
Yeah. Oh, I know the one.
Yeah, and
that one. Oh, my
God. It was so heavy on my head. Like, I literally had a fever, and that next night, like, I didn't even go to the con the next day. I went home because I was sick.
Ooh.
But I did get best in Masters. That was my first Masters.
That works.
And you rightfully earned it. You rightfully deserved it.
Yeah. Well, we were only like two Masters in the whole con. But I want to redo that costume actually.
Okay. Benny, to answer your question about judging experiences, I have one. I don't know if it's a bad one or if it's just one that I'm kind of indifferent to. Val, you remember Celeste from last year? Yes.
Yeah.
Dave, you guys saw the big Celeste gown I wore for Akon last year, yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I passed you guys in the hallway.
That.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That dress was not finished. Okay, because I ran out of time and I had to sacrifice all of the detail on the overlay to wear this to that con. Because someone had to have me for a photo shoot.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
No, she's
no,
not
I'm
sorry.
Not.
No, she's not sorry. Anyway.
Beautiful, so why do I care?
It was really pretty from what I remember.
Thank you. Anyway, so I go. I have horrible catastrophic failure before prejudging. The seams on the overlay started pulling out, and someone dropped a cup of water on my skirt.
Oh, my gosh.
Bridal satin.
Oh,
that sucks.
Yeah, I had to go find a hair dryer.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was right before prejudging. So I get prejudged, and we go for the contest. And, I mean, the judging experience itself wasn't so bad. I mean, they were nice people. They picked me apart, but they're supposed to.
You know?
So it wasn't bad. My problem is the fact that, I mean, yeah, I know there were flaws. But, I mean, still, the level of detail on that dress is mind-numbingly painful to remember. But still, awesome detail. My one problem with the judges and the awards they gave out, and, I mean, I loved pretty much everybody who went on, but my one problem was the Princess Serenity cosplayer. She was gorgeous. She was adorable. And God knows that dress was pretty. But it just, I mean, think about it. The judges were all dressed as Sailor Moon villains. And that's my one complaint, because I wonder if it wasn't a little bit of favoritism, because I put 6 months' worth of beating into that dress. And all she had was a lot of flowy chiffon.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
It does happen, which sucks.
Yeah. I mean, that's the worst that I've had, and I'm okay with it now, most of it, you know.
Like, if that's the worst, that's nothing.
I'm actually, in terms of, like, con experiences, I haven't had a lot of bad experiences. Thank goodness. Knock on wood, wherever I can find some.
I've had a couple, in my opinion. I mean, I don't want to get into it, and I'm not going to name which convention I've had the trouble with, because I don't want to bring bad vibes on people. That's just how I am.
Sure. Oh, okay. Well, I had one, and this was, you know, when I was still, you know, a beginner, and yeah, I wasn't perfect, and, you know, my costume wasn't perfect, but, you know, I was proud of it because it was, you know, really difficult for, you know, my beginning part. This was IckyCon several years ago, and we were all, like, in a line, and they just kind of went down and talked to us, and one of the judges, yeah, she was really nice, and then the second judge, she looked at me, looked down at my costume with a disgusted look.
That's horrible.
I was like, okay, I'm not the best, but that's rude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, that's not nice.
And she still goes around in cosplays today, and I'm like, I am not going to support you because that's not cool if you think of beginner cosplayers like that. That's not cool.
No, it is.
We're all beginners. I mean, we all started from somewhere. I mean,
yeah, and so did she. Well, and it's just like, I wasn't in it to win it. I just wanted to get on stage and have fun, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, this is how I view it. I quote in the words of Ernest Hemingway, We are all apprentices in an art where nobody can truly be a master. If that makes any sense.
No, yeah. that's very true. That's one of my arguments is I don't think anyone can ever be considered as a master level cosplayer. It means you have to be perfect in everything, and no one is. There's no one who's achieved perfection.
No, nobody is. No. Everybody's got flaws.
Exactly.
Holy crap, what is that thing? sorry, David's
and then
playing
Danny
Castlevania.
Looks away and is like, what the heck?
Sorry, David's playing Castlevania, and he's fighting some three-headed human snake Gorgon thingy. It's very scary looking.
That's distracting.
Yes.
Damn it, I want to play that game so bad. Oh, excuse me.
Sorry. It's just I saw it out of the corner of my eye, and I'm like, what the crap?
Okay, so to answer the question about personal judging experiences, as we have been judges, I've done it twice. One of them was my prize for winning NakaCon. For getting best in show, and I got to co-judge with Yaya Han. That was my first judging experience. Whoa.
Oh, I bet that was fun.
That's intimidating.
It was incredibly intimidating, but she was ridiculously nice. And
I love her. Yeah. I don't know why people don't love her.
You know what? She was nothing but sweet
to
me.
Yeah, I mean, I like her too. I mean, when I saw her, I mean, I've seen her a couple years running now, and I mean, at ACON last year, I bumped into her as Ada, and I was. Coincidentally, I was Leon at the same time.
Coincidentally,
nice timing.
No, I mean, I knew she was going to be there, but I didn't think she was bringing Ada, I swear.
But yeah, she has been nothing but sweet to me, and she taught me so many cool little tricks and things about, you know, hey, this is how contests are run, this is how the good ones between the bad ones, here's are the things that I look for, here's the things that other judges look for, and I was like, man, these are such great insider tips, cool.
Yeah.
I've never met her.
She's
so
really
sweet.
If you ever want her to really love you, just bring her Red Bull. She loves Red Bull.
Okay. So if I take her Red Bull and ask her to look at my Beatrix costume, do you think she'll be nice to me about it?
Yeah, she'll give you honest. Here's the thing: she'll give you honest feedback. She won't be rude about it, but she'll tell you, you know, here are the things I think you need to work on, but here are the things I think look really nice.
Yeah, she's always been nice.
Yeah,
okay,
she's
so
always been nice
her
to
with
me.
Red Bull.
Yeah. However, the actual like judging
case,
experience
bring,
itself.
Yeah. Okay. Next time I see her, I'll bring her a can of Red Bull. Then.
There you go. Then you're done. You're in at that point.
Okay. Well, guys, this is a problem I've had with some of the cosplay competitions. Is it just me, or do you guys think that some people have fallen under a false sense of professionalism?
Give an
what
example.
Example.
Okay, Well, all right. There's a few people who I know who remain nameless for this case. I mean, you know, they've actually gotten really high up, but then they just come out on something like they criticize one person. Like, one of them criticized a friend of mine who made this kimono one year. She worked really hard on it, and she was going to compete just to have fun. And then one of them comes up to her, and they just notice that she's got a loose thread right on her sleeve. Mm. And they says to her, you know what? You shouldn't even bother being a professional if you have something like that.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
For a single loose thread, really?
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. For a single loose thread. She told me about this, and I actually knew these people, and I'm going, oh, my gosh. Are you serious? I mean, look, if I had seen something like that, I would actually go up to that person, and I would help. I would just fix it right there for her.
Exactly.
Hey, you have a loose thread.
That's what I would do.
For you?
Yeah, exactly. Here are my scissors. Come on, let's fix it real quick. I mean,
And you say something like that. I don't think. I mean, there's a fine line between being a professional and being a jerk, because that's being a jerk, in my opinion.
That's very much of a jerk.
And see, well, in my experiences, it's never happened to me in person, but I've seen it happen online constantly after a con.
Yeah,
it amazes me the number of times I've been berated for my simple costumes for winning. And it's so stupid. I'm just like, seriously, guys, come on.
Yeah, I know.
And it's amazing how many times I've been attacked on 4chan for wearing the same one over and over again every year.
Why do we bother checking 4chan anymore?
I don't.
This was back then. This was 3 years ago, okay?
Yeah,
but I think we all have we have all had some bad vibes with 4chan.
Yeah.
We know I don't even bother. I don't even bother anymore.
I don't bother anymore, that's for sure.
Yeah, I constantly see things after cons like, oh, well, so-and-so shouldn't have won because it was so simple, or they used such and such, and it's just like, well, you know, you can't change the outcome, accept it, you know, get over it.
Yeah, just deal with it.
Get over yourself.
It's a costume contest. It's not like going up against the Nobel Peace Prize for $1 million. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
I would like $1 million.
We're fake actors. I would love $1 million, but that's not going to happen by making costumes.
No. No.
I mean, the whole point is to have fun.
Yeah.
I mean, we're dressing up as fictional characters. Come on.
I've met friends through contests, like, you know, meeting people backstage and just starting to talk to them. That's usually how I meet my friends is
exactly
backstage.
And then you get the couple of butts who like to destroy all that fun, and you're like,
if a person who claims that stuff being very professional, I'm like thinking, why don't you check yourself? Maybe you're the one who's not very professional if you're attacking people.
Exactly.
I think mostly they need to relearn the definition of professional, because that's just bad.
False sense of professionalism.
Yeah. Or when people start blaming the judges for their not winning.
That one annoys me. I really dislike that one. That's happened to me too.
I've seen it, and I'm just like, I've never seen that person be rude. Why would you do that?
There have been a few cases where I really think that a person shouldn't have won simply because of this. Okay. Now, this is one thing that's been bothering me in some competitions. There have been some people out there who have actually been using commissions to compete with, and they just pass it off.
Oh, no.
I hate that.
No.
I mean, look, if it's a commission, I'm okay if you cosplay it, but if you're going to compete with it, you better acknowledge who did it for you.
Well, they have to be there.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, you can wear it, but they have to be there to tell, like, how they did it and everything.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, most people haven't, and I've seen a few people pass it off as their own, and they actually win something for it, which really does get thrashed sometimes. I mean, that's the time where it does bother me.
Yeah, and it should. I mean, how can they win with a commission if they don't even know how it was made? But, I mean, I guess if they have enough levels in BS, it works. But, I mean, it doesn't work.
Or they are a subject of favoritism with the judges.
Oh,
that's
God.
Or they go to a con that doesn't have any type of judging whatsoever, other than you go up on the stage, you show off, and then you walk.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You can't tell.
I've had a couple of those.
Exactly.
But they don't bother me as much. So.
I mean, I don't mind people going up and showing their stuff off, because there are certain cons who have a category for commissions only where it's like, hey, you just want to go up there and show it off. That's totally cool. I have no problems with that.
Yeah, I don't either. Same. It's when they win for craftsmanship judging with a commission. That infuriates me.
Yeah. That's a really big kick in the face right there.
I mean, judges awards I can understand because they can give it to whomever they want, but
that's fine.
Craftsmanship, no. I mean, that's
it's infuriating.
That's one thing in the cosplay competing world. I think that has become a really growing tedium right now.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I've seen some people get away with it.
Mm. People are always going to get away with stupid stuff, though.
Yep.
It just takes one time getting caught, and then they're kicked out.
Yep.
Well, yeah, and this is just the way I'm saying it. Like, yeah, you people, you want to break the rules? Fine with me, but you will pay the price.
Mm-hmm. You'll get caught eventually. It doesn't last forever.
Oh, yeah. You will.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so to kind of keep things rolling here, one thing I kind of want to do to try to tie this all back in together, so having said this entire discussion we've had, what do you guys think is a major issue within the cosplay community in terms of contests?
Elitism.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you see people nowadays, they win a couple of awards, and all of a sudden they think they're king of the mountain. And
okay, yeah, I can't stand that either.
I can't handle it. And Val, you know what I'm like when I'm annoyed.
Yes, I know.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, I mean, some of these people still need to explain this to me because I have no grasp or concept on stardom in any shape or form. So, I mean, a lot of people do hit stardom in this, and I'm like, you know, if I hit something, I'm like going, okay, explain this to me. I mean, does this mean I have to start being an arrogant jerk or whatnot? I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. The one thing for me is bad losers. Sore losers.
Oh, yes.
I've caught a couple.
I've had some times where I've lost and I'm like, well, what the heck? Like, I did all this and I did all that, and, you know, the person that beat me did that and that, and then I'm thinking, well, you know, I'll just have to up my game. And that's the problem with people, though. They just say, well, I'm better than this other person. Why did I lose? And that attitude just ruins it for everybody.
Yeah. Well, there have been a few cases. There's also been a few cases where I have lost, but it's a case where it bothered a lot more people because of how, due to the fact the cosplay contest was just rushed, they didn't take their time or anything. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes like that, even though I get over it, I'm just like going, I'm just thinking, you know, such and such should have ran this a little better, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I think all of us, we kind of enter contests because we want to show off our work. We don't go in with the mindset of, yeah, we're totally going to win this thing, because we never really know what's going to happen.
Although it would be nice.
Yeah.
Yes, it's nice when you win, yeah, sure. And,
let me give you an example of this.
Dealer's Room Leftovers.
Yeah. I'll give you an example. Anime Fest last year, Valerie, you were there. I mean, I come up dressed up as Cole McGrath, and I didn't even expect to win anything. In fact, the second I was done presenting, I actually just left the auditorium, and I went to help a friend get a badge, for one thing.
Oh, that's where you disappeared to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, I hear, like, wait a minute, do I hear my name being called? And then I see Drew
come. We were screaming your name. So ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
We were like, oh, my God, where'd you go?
What? Kyle, you just won, and then I just bolted for the freaking stage, and, you know, well, basically, sometimes I like to think I was just in character, because that's what Cole McGrath does, just boom, boom, boom.
But see, and that was the cool thing about that moment, and that's one of my favorite moments of the past year, was seeing you win, because you embody this winning spirit of cosplayers. Hmm. You went up there and you were so lit up and so happy. I was just like, this is how every winner and every loser should be. Just be happy for wearing your costume.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the joy of it.
Yeah, but like I said, I did not, and I did not take it seriously, like, you know, and then all of a sudden I'm just like,
Wait, what?
Really? Really? No way. It can't. This has got to be. This can't be.
Moments like that don't happen very often, and when they do, it's like, man, this is what I love about cosplay.
Yeah.
For the few bad apples that exist, there are so many of us where so many great things happen, and moments like that happen, and you're just like, warm, fuzzy feelings.
Yeah, I do like the fuzzies.
Yeah.
Fuzzies are awesome.
Yeah, and for the record, I've never ran so fast in my life at a convention.
Of course you haven't.
Like, holy crap, won! Because, I mean, none of us really enter to win anything, because most of the time
the
prizes are pretty crappy.
Yeah. Unless
I'm not going to deny that.
Unless they say up front, hey, we've got, you know, gift certificates or
cash.
You know, cash, yeah.
Well, okay, and this is what I got from it. I got a gold medal, and I got just a certificate showing what I did. And I just framed it and put it on my wall, so.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I think I'd rather have Arta gift certificates.
Yeah, or Epic Cosplay or
Cosplay. Or something, yeah.
Lord knows I need wigs.
The thing is that...
Like I was telling everybody when I won that, I just go, okay, I didn't win it, this did. Yeah. Yeah, in fact, okay, you guys are looking at it, I just had to patch this up from its story, because this thing...
The thing is heavy.
It fell apart on me again.
Yeah, I think the best prize pack I've ever gotten was at Anime Expo. That was, like, I got a huge bag, and I got a trophy, and I got wig gift certificates, I got manga, nice. I mean, it was, but that's the biggest anime convention in the United States. I mean, you kind of figure they're going to have good prizes.
Absolutely.
They better.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and then I remember Akon, I went for a group, okay, they give us a medal, and let's see, the rest of, let's see, what else did we get? I let everybody else in the group have the rest of the stuff. I think one was a charger for a 3DS, and the other one, it was one of those Rockman.
What?
I think it was one of those Rockman games, whatever it was.
Oh, that's Lord. Weird.
That's funny. That is really funny.
I think Anime Fest gives the worst awards.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I won Best Masters for Lady Eboshi, and I got a Yuri beach towel and one of those really crappy plastic no mask that you can get for, like, $250 at, like, a Chinese outlet store.
You mean when you finally got your award?
No, that was the one they gave me on the stage. They gave me a Yuri beach towel on the stage.
Oh.
That was fabulous.
Well, well, Valerie, looking at your stuff, I always think you should win for something. Like, for example, last year... I really thought you were Belgamine from Ninja Scroll for sure.
Oh, thank you. I didn't enter it in anything, but thank you.
Well, yeah, I mean, you look so much like her. At first, I was afraid you were going to be surrounded by snakes.
I had tattoos and everything.
To be honest, Val, I'm terrified of competing against you. Because I get the very horrible feeling you're going to kick my butt again.
I don't know what's going to happen. This is either going to be epic or it's going to be really terrible. It depends on what the judges think, because it's Akon. Mm. So
that's
a hit or miss.
Yeah.
Okay, are we all going to Akon this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think we're all competing except for Benny.
No, okay, no, I'm competing in the hall. I'm not doing the main.
Okay, have they started online signups yet?
Not yet. Not yet. Checked.
Okay, this is a problem I have with online signups from some websites. They always require a specific program.
What do you
mean? Like, for example, I mean, I'm always running on a computer that cannot take Adobe for squat.
Yeah, I hate those. Like, the ones where they make you fill it out in PDF format, if you don't have the right PDF viewer or reader, you can't open it.
You are
rejected
right there. I mean, I don't
understand it, because web forms are so much easier, and you can get free web forms, and it's
you
just
can do
ridiculous.
It through Google. You don't even have to.
I know. I agree. That is
ridiculous.
It is
ridiculous.
It's a bunch of pin feathers with the PDF ones. So.
Yeah, I don't like the PDF ones.
You know what I wish Akon would do? What I wish any of our cons would do, the ones that I make it to anyway, what I wish they would do is that they would let us choose our own music.
Yeah.
Because, some of the stuff they pick does not go with any of my characters. And I'm just like, really?
Yep.
I have to deal with pop music, and I'm trying to be a serious character? It doesn't work.
No, it feels awkward.
That's what I was just thinking about for my group. We need music for ours, the specific songs. If necessary, we'll just do a skit of all of us dancing to this.
There you go.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, my biggest fear is that, because I do a lot of villains, is that one day I'll go out on stage and the Pokemon theme song will play while I'm wearing a villain costume. And at that point, I'm just screwed, because I will either bust out laughing or I will just bow my head and just sulk off the stage. Like,
okay, how do you think I felt when I... How do you think I felt when I walked out on Akon 1 year as Richter Belmont from Castlevania and the theme for Ghost playing?
Yeah, that was that.
Okay,
was,
I did Terra and had to listen to
Auron. It didn't feel right.
Oh my gosh,
it was horrible. It's just like
It's one of those things. Yeah, it's like like
I've
you said,
noticed that it's
going Pokemon is not going to work for you. Same case with me. Castlevania and Ghost in the Shell just weren't mixed for me in that case.
No.
It's one of those things where I found that a lot of Southern cons still have like the pre-recorded music, but very rarely, like Anime Matsuri lets you pick your own music. A lot of East Coast and West Coast cons let you pick your own music. So it's just like, why haven't we caught up yet?
Yeah, we need to get with the program, because this is sad and pathetic.
Santa Pandas.
Really? And Santa Pandas too, yeah.
Plus, this is another thing I have been hoping for a long time. I really wish Akon would just mail the passes to everybody. I mean, Dragon Con does it.
Oh, God.
Fanny does it.
I already have my Dragon Con pass.
Wow. And I still hate you.
Yep. My Ava's are guarding it. Okay,
yeah,
since we're hitting the one-hour mark.
This freaks me out when I go to Brazil. I'll be going to the Brazilian game show. They're not mailing it to me. I have to pick it up there, so...
Oh, have fun. I don't know how theirs are going to be, but hopefully it's a lot more
organized
than this mess we do.
Since I'm planning on going to one that's 5,000 miles away, so.
Good luck with that. I don't think you can pay
Brazil.
Me to travel that far.
Brazil loves cosplayers, so you're going to have a blast.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, and they love video game cosplayers. In fact, and that's another thing I've been trying to do with this. This is another reason I'm still sticking around with cosplay. I'm trying to help other people out. For one thing. One thing I just, my friend started a Facebook sharing page called Gaiman Cosplay Association. We're trying to share everybody's work on a global level. So far, we've gotten a lot of people from Brazil and Argentina on there. We're still trying to share a lot of people here in state, so.
Awesome. Okay, so since we're at the one-hour mark, I'm going to start wrapping this up. So we talked about a bunch of the negative things, and we kind of went on some rants here and there.
Yeah.
Admittedly, we all have. Let's talk about some of the positive experiences that we've had at cosplay contests. Like, what's one of your favorite memories? I like how this is the hard question. That's terrible.
That's a really hard one for me.
Well, just wait. All the memories? Meeting all the new people. Meeting all the new people is just great. But I love it when the judges get excited about your costume, and they, you know, get excited with you because you're excited too. Mm-hmm. I love it when that happens. But being on stage when I got Best in Show, that was probably.
Oh, that's always a great moment. Yeah. Spaz out moment.
I was just kind of like in shock. I was like, what just happened? What just happened? And I was kind of just like in awe. Yeah, I was just like, what? What?
What?
But now it feels like, okay, what do I have to live up to now? Like, it's, you know? But yeah, I love meeting new people and I love seeing them grow. Mm-hmm. As they keep competing. And I think some of the backstage times are some of the most fun times I've had.
Oh, we have so many backstage stories. It's ridiculous.
Oh, God, yes.
But that's what makes it fun, because you meet new people. I'm with you, too, Benny, because I love meeting new people. I love to talk to them about how they made their costume. And you learn stuff that way, too.
Oh, yeah.
And making judges, like, go crazy over a costume. Like, I did this
2012 for the hallway contest at ACON, because I knew that would be the only chance I have for, like, craftsmanship judging. Mm-hmm. And Amazon Mandy was judging that particular day. No one knew who my character was. It was Saki Omonake from the very first Marvel vs. Capcom game. She was the only one to know it, and her eyes lit up, her jaw dropped like the full 9 yards of, oh my god, you are so adorable, Asaki! And she was the only person to recognize me all day, and that made me so thrilled.
Awesome.
I didn't win anything for it, but I didn't care, because I was like, she recognized it.
My best judging experience was probably at Anime Matsuri last year. It was God Save the Queen Fashions and Yaya, and they were both... like, you know, very, you know, saying nice things. And then Bill from, I think it's from Punish Props, like, yep. I'd been trying to, like, impress him for 2 years, and I finally got to impress him. I was, like, super, he was like, you heat-formed that? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, wow. I was like, yeah!
He's a hard man to impress.
He is. So I was pretty excited about that, And then people were saying bad things about them later, and I was just like, whatever, you people are stupid.
It's like those are three really intimidating people, and to be able to talk to them and give a presentation.
Oh my gosh,
takes a lot of balls.
I think I kind of forgot half the things that I was gonna say because, like, there was this awe of just awesomeness all around me, and I was like, how am I gonna start talking? Like, you know, those are two of the big costumers that I've always admired, so it's just like. I actually won something from them, and it, you know, it was very, very, very awesome. That was probably my best experience.
Awesome.
Okay, so what was the question? Was it, like, contests in general or cons?
Just any positive experiences you've had from contests, and it could be through judging, it could be talking to other cosplayers, whatever you want it to be. Any positive things that people would be like, oh, so contests aren't really that bad.
Okay. Okay. Well, the meeting people is always awesome. Mm. I don't think I could meet as many people as I do if I didn't enter the contest. I guess my best experience would be that award at YuleCon. It was my very first intermediate award, and I was terrified because it was my first contest, too, and I was just like, oh my god, what the mess am I doing? And all of a sudden, you know, they're saying my name, and I'm just like, wait, what? No, say it again? And then they said my name again, and I was like, oh my god. And I think I squeed louder than any fangirl I've ever met. And that's just something, because I know a lot of fangirls. And the prize pack wasn't all that great. I mean, I got a whole case of NOS and like one DVD of an anime. But I mean, it was just knowing that I'd done something good enough to warrant the attention.
Yeah.
Because that's actually also where I met
Kitty.
Yeah, that's my cat, Elphaba.
Hi, Elphaba.
That's actually where I met the cosplay group Detail to Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
And they are awesome people, and I love them to death. And so, I mean, that was the best experience I've had. But every contest I do it for the rush. Mm. And I can't help myself. I'm an adrenaline junkie, apparently. But I think that's my best experience so far.
Yeah, it's like after you win so many awards, like I've won the Masters category like 3 times, it's just kind of like, I don't need the awards, but I want to show off my stuff.
Exactly. You don't want to keep doing it. It's just fun to go out there and do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I am too. Yeah. I mean, I haven't won as many awards as you guys have, but still, I'm not in it for the awards.
Well, what I like usually is just get like, a trophy or even just like, you know, a paper saying, hey, you won this. Like, I am totally okay with that.
Yeah.
Just getting that.
Yeah, me too.
Because I can frame it, and then every time I'm working on something, I look back to that and thinking, okay, got to better myself, got to do better this time, got to keep going.
That's good motivation.
It is.
But, okay.
That and, way also lies madness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, and like I said, okay, I already told you my most positive story on judging, which happened last year, of course, but this also happens to me almost every time I compete. I mean, most of you guys know I tend to do very underrated characters.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah.
Well, okay. The most prime example for me would be Dingo Egret from Zone of the Enders and Sieg Varheit from Chaos Legion. And, you know, I didn't care about Wayne. I didn't care if anybody was going to recognize it. I just wanted to present this because I worked my butt off on it. I mean, especially with Zeke, I pretty much burned my fingertips a couple times just burning the freaking bottom of that coat.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I just go to present. I don't care if anybody's going to notice this, but then I just see a bunch of cosplayers in the background. They came over and shook my hand, and they go, "Dude, it is nice to know somebody who remembers this game, for crying out loud."
That's always the best feeling.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
I mean, if somebody knows exactly where the character comes from, that means something. That means everything to me right there.
Yeah. I get a lot of, I know you're Clamp, but I don't know who you are.
I get a lot of, I know you're some Final Fantasy character or whatever.
But I don't know which one.
I don't know which one, and it's even more funny when they do it, and I'm wearing a Chrono Cross character.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of the same studio.
Yeah, theoretically.
Well, yeah, and it's like whenever I'm doing something from Samurai Champloo, and then they think I'm from Rurouni Kenshin or something like that.
Right.
Ooh.
How often does that happen?
Yeah, but then again, okay, this is one thing for sure. This is the hardest thing about cosplay competitions or just going to cons in general. It's hard to find one that you know nobody else is going to do.
Yeah. Oh, not for me, though. Not for me.
Well, sometimes not for me, too, but... No, I mean, no offense to some of these people, but I'm not... I don't think I can be like all these other people who come and do the same... who do a bunch of them. Like, for example, we all go to a con, we're going to see at least a dozen Cloud Strifes, for example.
God, yes.
Right.
Yeah. Or several, maybe like, a dozen Narutos.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know what? Old school Final Fantasy... not nearly as cosplayed.
Nope.
I mean, dude, anything before 7, and it's about a 75 to 90% chance that you'll be the only one.
Yeah.
Except for the characters.
Well, okay, as far as characters on that go, I will jump for joy if I see anybody as these two characters, as Kefka from Final Fantasy VI.
There's been several of those lately.
Yeah.
Or Cecil the Black Knight from Final Fantasy IV.
There was one at Akon last year. He's coming back again this year. I'm excited.
Okay, I didn't get a chance.
Wait, we had a Dark Knight Cecil? I thought we had a Kane.
We had a Kane, and we had a Cecil that showed up later.
Well, really? The thing is, I haven't seen this in person. That's what I'm getting at.
Oh, okay.
He'll be at Akon.
Come to the Final Fantasy photo shoot.
I'm going to find him.
See, that's why I like doing Clamp, because there's a lot of characters who, like, unknown, you know, series, but when you find someone who appreciates it as much as you do, even if it's Cardcaptor Sakura, like, there's so many outfits that...
Oh, God, yes.
There's so much variety in this.
Lord, yeah.
So that's, you know, as long as I get, you know, somewhat kind of recognized, it's pretty awesome. Like, I really appreciate it, especially when you find another Clamp fan and they're like, "Oh my gosh!"
Yeah, just getting two fans together, it's just like,
"I never see anyone who does that." And you're like,
"Exactly." It's like, "I know."
Isn't that kind of how we met, Belle?
Pretty much, yeah. It's how most of us meet.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So that ends this section. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.